The state budget is also moving. The Senate yesterday evening signed off on a $9.2 billion budget for the fiscal year that starts on July 1st. The House Appropriations Committee is scheduled to take up that chamber's budget bills on Monday. The Senate plan gives Governor Brewer some of what she wants, but not all. Alan McGuire is president of the McGuire Company. He's worked on a lot of state budgets and likes the fact that there are some different ideas on a new spending plan.
Well, actually, I think it's a terrific thing because the budget is really complicated. There are hundreds of state agencies. There are thousands of line items. And you don't expect everybody to come together in one fell swoop and go, we have the solution. And so the fact that they're having a conversation is great. They're all moving. The fact that they're moving and talking and blending, that's all very positive. It's a good time of year, and it's relatively early still.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon to see a budget happen in May or even in some cases in June. So the fact that it's happening in March, is that unusual from your experience?
It is and it isn't, okay? 20 years ago, there was a push for the original 100-day session concept, and the critical ingredient to a 100-day session was the 65-day budget. Tuesday, just a couple days ago, was the 65th day. So if you think about a 100-day session, they're sort of right on target for wrapping up the budget, because once the budget gets done, things start to close down and they get out of there. And they all want to get out this year. They want to campaign and run for re-election.
Could a legislative proposal be a starting point? I mean, is it a shot across the bow? Is it, hey, this is what we believe? Is this, hey, this is what we're going to do? Go ahead and veto it?
Part of it has to do with the way the legislative leadership sees the politics. Sometimes you do the shot across the bow because then your members feel like they've taken a position, they've been strong on fiscal austerity or whatever it happens to be, and then the governor responds and you volley and serve and parry back and forth for a few times. I have sort of a sense that this year they want to get out of there, so let's skip the first round. Let's start to get right to the final decision making. And some of the actions of the Senate over the last couple of days indicate that they may be trying to get together faster.
How much of the discussions happen between the governor, the Senate president, and the House speaker, and maybe some other members of leadership versus their staffs?
Well, what really happens typically is the leadership and the governor, the elected officials, get together and they make their positions clear. But that's at the 10,000-foot level. Then the staff gets together and figures out how do those details all fit together.
In a situation like this where the state is going to be, it looks like, spending at least a little bit more money in the next fiscal year than in the current one, what is that process like?
It's very hard. Imagine a big family, right? It's easy to say no Christmas gifts this year. It's really hard to say, well, Mary and Bob get a Christmas gift, but the rest of you kids get nothing. That's the real challenge in that situation.
Is it a problem in your mind that the way the budget seemed to work now is that there are closed-door meetings, a budget is introduced, and within at least a day or two, legislators are voting on it?
Well, some people are very dramatically upset by that process. That process typically always happens at some point. What has changed over the last several decades is there's less open-air discussion about the components of the budget before that sort of horse trading begins. And the loss there is legislators get educated through the budget process. They learn about the state agencies and they learn what state government does and what state government doesn't do. And you don't really get that in the small group behind the scenes meetings. It's very educational and very valuable for legislators to understand what does DES do versus what the state forester does versus what the universities do and the three different universities and their roles.
Alan McGuire, president of the McGuire Company. He's also a veteran of many state budgets passed. Alan, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.